It's the JCPenney Friends and Family Sale, and everyone is invited. Hurry and save up to 50% on select styles from brands you love to live in, like St. John's Bay, A&A, and Liz Claiborne. Plus, take an extra 30% off with coupon. Easy savings for anyone and everyone. And if you're on the go, enjoy contact-free curbside pickup without leaving your car. Spread the love. Share the savings. JCPenney. Offers end Sunday, 10-4. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
There you are, standing in the pharmacy aisle again, looking at the hundreds of medications for breathing and sinus problems. You hope one of them is going to help you breathe better. But in your heart, you know self-medicating is really just masking the true problem, which is your nose isn't working like it should. There are real solutions, though, to fix that. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula, and at Advent, we've pioneered simple in-office solutions like balloon sinuplasty that have solved thousands of our patients' sinus and nasal breathing problems, allowing them to breathe freely. Now, you can go on living like this, but you shouldn't have to sit on the sidelines of the life that you were meant to live. Get out of the pharmacy aisle and go to AdventNose.com today to schedule your appointment. Because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Breathe well with simple solutions. Breathe well with simple solutions. AdventNose.com.
We'll be right back with more Dan Bernstein in 60 seconds on The Score.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit their website, 56david.com. That's 56david.com.
The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Caratini hits a fly ball to shallow center. Coming in and looking for it is Harrison making the catch. And the ball game is over. Miami wins game one.
5-1, and that was no fun, as the Cubs' postseason offense is back to doing what it does, which is usually, well, nothing. The top of the hour is brought to you by Golf Mill Ford, Illinois' largest Ford dealer, beats every deal by at least $500, golfmillford.com. Keep me up to date on the news surrounding both of our teams and their preparations for their playoff games today. Dane Dunning is going to get the start for the White Sox today against Mike Fiers of the Athletics, according to Christopher Kamka of NBC Sports Chicago. Dane Dunning, with seven MLB appearances, is the greenest postseason starting pitcher in White Sox history by a mile. Jason Bure had 24 appearances. He had been the greenest. Dickie Kerr had 39, John Danks had 59, and Gavin Floyd had 73. And also there's this note. Today, outside of the game 163, the blackout game against Minnesota, this is the first win-or-go-home postseason game in White Sox history. This is the first deciding playoff game. A game five, a game seven, etc. They have never had one ever in their history. So you, as a White Sox fan, are experiencing this for the first time. The Cubs have to win or their season is over, and some other things may be coming to an end as well. Perhaps the Cubs career and maybe career of John Lester. He is expected to be the starter tomorrow. If, in fact, Yu Darvish and enough of the offense can come through and they can live another day, it will be his turn, but you don't know. So he took the time to meet with reporters today, knowing it may be the last time that he does in this capacity as a Chicago Cub.
John, as someone who really enjoys the process of game planning and preparation, can you explain just how unique Darvish is and all of the kind of possibilities that he presents on the mound?
Yeah, I mean, I've said it before. We've talked about it in years past and leading up to this point. You know, last year you could really see it click for him, just kind of getting after it a little bit and not being so fine. I think he felt comfortable with where he was at physically, you know, getting situated here in Chicago, all that stuff. So you could really see him kind of go out there with a peace of mind and just compete and pitch. And when you allow a person with how much talent he has to do that, you're seeing what you can get. The unique side of it, I don't know how he does it, because it's hard enough for me to game plan with just a few pitches I have. I mean, game planning for 10 pitches is probably pretty fun for him. It would be a lot for me, but it's cool to watch him go out there, and he almost, it's almost like an artist. He almost creates a painting every time he pitches, you know, like, hey, my slider's not working today, so we're going to go with my nasty split, or this pitch that I invented 2 weeks ago that we don't have a name for that he throws and makes people look stupid on. So he's such a unique talent because he's able, you don't see guys with the ability to make the ball go both ways with the effectiveness that he does all the time. And that's a really special gift to have. I watched Clay Buchholz for years in Boston do it, not quite with the stuff that Darvish has, but the ability to make the ball run, to cut, to, you know, throw the slider and the curveball, and then be able to come back with a couple different changeups is very, very unique. So it's definitely an experience to watch him pitch, especially on the pitching side, because you get to see kind of the imagination of a guy with the ability that is through the roof.
How do you divide up the emotion that you bring outside of pitching? You know, you seem to be, over the years, we've learned, a very emotional guy, deep thought, and, you know, great teammate. But how do you divide that emotion up to get on the mound and have just that mindset of killer instinct and just go about that job on a given day? How difficult is
it? It's not difficult for me. I think if I was a position player, you'd probably see the more even keeled me on the day-to-day basis. As a pitcher, you know, like I've said numerous times, I mean, we only get to do this every 5 days. So it's a process. It's a routine that you go through every 5 days to kind of, you know, I don't want to compare it to the NFL, because that's a whole nother spectrum, but you know, you build up for that Sunday game, you know, or, you know, you build up for that game day. And when you go out there, I want to make sure that I do my part to help the team. We only get to do it on a regular season, you know, 30 to 34 times if you stay healthy. So out of 160 games, you know, that's not a big, if you look at 30 into 162, it's not a big, contribution. So you want those to be big contributions. You don't want them to be duds. So when I go out there, you know, I used to watch Lack almost transform into this person that nobody knew every 5 days, and you knew when to stay away from them. I watched Shield do it. I watched Beckett do it over the years. You know, you watch these guys build up and transform into somebody that you don't know other than that fifth day. And, you know, I put a lot of emphasis on that fifth day. That's my day. That's my time to go out and help the team. And, you know, I've always looked forward to that. And I guess that's what kind of builds up the emotion and builds up the competition, the anxiety, the everything. I mean, there's a lot of emotions that go through on that day that I want to kind of pour out into a short period of time.
John, I've never heard you describe yourself as a speech maker, but I don't know if you've addressed the team or if you're thinking about it, but have you had anything you've wanted to say here at the year end of your sixth year, and will you do that, you know, talk to the group?
I haven't really thought about it. As far as talking to the guys, you know, I've been more of a kind of off the cuff person than a planned person. So, you know, if something does go awry the next couple of days, you know, maybe. I don't know. I know in the past when we've had guys here that were either A, retiring, or, you know, like a Stropey that was here for so long, Joe, obviously last year, Zoe last year, you know, I've addressed the team just to make sure guys, you know, especially young guys, understand what they've done over their career, what they've done over so many years. I mean, you don't get to just show up and play for 10, 12, 14, 15 years in the big leagues. You know, you have to, there's a lot of things involved with that. So I wanted to make sure those guys understood that and saw that and how much they meant to the organization. But, you know, as far as for me, no, I haven't thought about it. if this is it here, this is it. You know, I have to move on with it. The organization will definitely move on. I mean, you see it over the years. If somebody leaves or goes down, you fill it in with another person. So, you know, I've definitely appreciated everything that this organization has done for me. And I hope it's not it. You know, I hope we can figure something out for next year. And you know, these conversations are kind of null and void.
Yeah, based on what you studied and what you saw yesterday, what's your overall take on the Marlins lineup?
A lot different than I thought it would be. Me and Chatty were actually just talking about it when I got here. This year is so unique. You don't get to see everybody, you know, not only play against them, but not really see them. You know, I mean, the Marlins, we all know kind of the history with them and not being on TV and the fans and all that stuff. But you don't really, you know, if it's not the Yankees or the Red Sox or somebody in the East, you don't really see the Marlins play that much. So to see him yesterday up close, Chad and I were just talking, I feel like their lineup is very balanced. They have guys at the top that can get on base and cause some havoc. They got their boppers in the middle that you got to be careful with and kind of make sure that, like they did yesterday, they're not going to do damage. And then at the bottom of the lineup, it seems like they've got some guys that put together some at bats, get on base, do the little things, hit behind runners. You know, with that being said, obviously you make bad pitches and all these guys can take you deep. But I just felt like watching them yesterday, it was a very balanced lineup. The guy yesterday pitching was pretty impressive. His arm, how lively his arm was or is, you know, so they've got a lot of young talent over there. It seems like they've done a good job of adding some veteran pieces in different parts. So, you know, I by no means did I underestimate them. They're obviously in the playoffs for a reason. But, you know, like I said, when you don't get to see somebody, there's definitely some surprises in there that you know, I think today we'll do a better job of combating it.
John, I asked Rossi about this the other day, but Wilson now, the only one who's caught more of your innings is Rossi than Wilson. What have you thought of just how you've seen him grow as a catcher and what has he meant to you, in these last few years?
Man, Willie's grown up a lot. You know, I think people forget he just started, when I say just started catching, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, you know, Rossi caught for pretty much his whole life, you know, so he's been back there a long time. You know, Veritek, those guys, they caught for a long, long time. Willie was an infielder up until not too long ago. You know, I couldn't give you the exact year, but he converted to a position he's never played. And then he skyrockets to the big leagues and you expect him to catch games in the World Series, expect him to catch games in a postseason chase, a pennant chase, a division chase, and expect him to learn in those situations. That's hard to do. I think this year, this offseason, and then coming into spring, we saw a little bit of a different Willie, a little more confident back there. I know guys have been on him about his pitch framing and the pitch stealing, all the new metric stuff behind the plate. I think the quarantine did him some good. You know, he really kind of focused on that catching side. And the one thing I've seen over the last, I guess it's year and a half, that he's done a really good job at and growing is separating his at-bats from coming behind the dish. And that's a hard, hard thing to do. I mean, you see it all the time. In the infield, the outfield, guys take their at bats out there, and that's one position that's really important that you don't do that with. And he's done an unbelievable job with growing, learning, the new way he's catching. I feel like, you know, the metrics are probably on his side a little bit more this year. I don't know the numbers on that, but I would hope they are. But he, you know, he's meant a lot. I mean, we've grown together, you know, like I've turned into a newer version of me, or I guess an older, newer version of me. We've had to adapt. We've had to learn on the fly. And, you know, he's meant a lot to me at this point in my career, just the feedback and you know, the confidence and the kick in the butts that he does sometimes, that, you know, he's just done a really good job. Not only with me, but our whole staff.
All right. Thanks, John. Thanks for taking the time.
Hey, just want to say, guys, if this is whatever, thank you for everything the last 6 years. It's been a great 6 years here, but I wanted to make sure that I did be able to get to say thank you to you guys. It's been a pleasure to play here with these guys in the clubhouse and obviously seeing you guys cover the teams. There's been some relationships built throughout the years that I really do appreciate. So thank you guys. I wanted to make sure that I got that in before if this is it. Hopefully it's not, and then I get to do another one of these prediction interviews with you guys in a couple of days. So thanks.
That's a classy thing right there. That's really it sounds like it's sort of perfunctory, but players don't do that often. That's really kind of him, because most guys in his position don't take that time to do it. That's really noted from somebody who was a beat reporter to hear a player, as he knows this might be his last time with them, especially in these bizarre formats that now everybody's trying to sort of familiarize themselves with. But for him to specifically go out of his way to take the time to thank the assembled media is a very, very, very cool thing. And that's a class act. You know, I've been around players on their way out, and I've seen some guys who are really scared, some guys who are really sad, some guys who dealt with it really well, sort of in the moment and in and around the moment. I think I've told the story before about Joe McGrain. He was pitching for the White Sox near the end of his career, and we always knew he was going to be a broadcaster whenever he wanted. And he was pitching for the White Sox. I want to say it was 97, something like that. A nondescript night. I think it was in June. It was against the Mariners, and he couldn't get anybody out. And it was just over. He didn't have any velocity. He didn't have any stuff. He couldn't get anybody out. So he leaves the game in like the fourth inning. And we were surprised when the game ended. We all left the press box, and we went down to the locker room. And he was fully dressed, not in his street clothes, had showered, and was at his locker. And he was waiting for us. And he retired. But he wanted to have that moment. He wanted to have the finality and didn't just kind of want to race out of there. He was there for like another 2 hours with his teammates sitting around, and then spoke with us about his career after the game. And it was really memorable to me, just for someone to have that sort of, not really a ceremonial aspect, but to have the relationship with the media mean enough to him. It was really... That's something that comes to mind when I hear John Lester say what he says, because for all the crap that he gets from teammates or being Mr. Tough Guy, you heard how Ian Happ talked about it. You hear what they think about him and what he's meant, and what he meant in these last 6 years, and what he meant for the validation of their competitive phase, and how he represented the competitive phase. And if, in fact, they go out today and they don't produce, and they lose another 3-1 game or a 2-1 game or a 1-0 game, as they have so often, that and he would be the guy to have gone tomorrow. It's an oddly fitting symbolic bookend that his acquisition was an announcement that they were here, and his departure could be similarly a quieter acknowledgement that it's time for them to move to the next thing. But it's good to hear from John Lester, and here's hoping that what he says comes true, and that he'll be able to do a different goodbye press conference, because the season's not over yet, and they're able to carry this into another playoff series some way or somehow. Vastly divergent feelings. I guess these are mine, and if I'm misprojecting yours, that's just because we see it differently. But I've got a lot more White Sox optimism that they're going to just bash Mike Fiers and get on with it and move on to the next thing, than I do the Cubs climbing whatever this Sisyphean playoff mountain has been for them. I wish I had the same kind of feeling. Let's get your feelings as well. Hell, let's open it up. 312-644-6767. If you are a Cubs fan, if you are a Sox fan, am I doing a pretty good job of crystallizing some of these thoughts? Or maybe it's not fair. Maybe you are the most optimistic Cub fan on this planet, and you are ready for them to just break this thing open for a 12 spot both today and tomorrow, as they are the team that ends up powering through. 312-644-6767. Let's hear from David Ross also when we come back on The Score.
Today, get Chicago's hometown call with Pat and Ron for game two of the wild card round right here as the NL Central Division champion Cubs try to stay alive in this short series with the Marlins. Our coverage starts today at noon. First pitch, 1 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are Chicago's official radio home for the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Damon Amengolara with your Radio.com Sports Minute. There's no way the Heat can win this NBA Finals if the games look anything like last night. A dominant Anthony Davis performance, a ho-hum near-triple-double by LeBron James, and a series of injuries to some of Miami's best players. Look, if AD does that, 34 points, 9 rebounds, a Finals debut which ranks with MJ, Allen Iverson, Kevin Durant, we're going to be talking about him in the terms of the most elite in the NBA because he's played on bad Pelicans teams and never made it past the second round. And so thus, we ignore him in discussions about the best players in the sport. But an NBA Finals MVP would change that. America likes its superstars, but loves its winners. And a ring changes that narrative for AD. The brow has cometh. This is Damon Amendolara.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard to make someone's every day. Ready for benefits and flexible shifts. Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
All football point spread bettors, listen to me closely. This is Michael Westwood, owner of GBIWins.com in New York. And guys, if you don't know who I am, I've been in the sports handicapping world now for 36 years. I get the best information that money can buy. I am going to prove it to you this evening with the winner of tonight's Denver-New York matchup, plus the over-under. And as an added bonus, I'm going to give you three of my college picks absolutely free. All you have to do is dial 1-800-885-2525. That's 1-800-885-2525. You'll be connected to my free recorded comp line where you will go 2-0 this evening. Denver, New York, plus the over-under, plus my three college top selections. Once again, it's on my recorded message line. No sales pitches, no hype. Just dial 1-800-885-2525 and visit GBIWins.com.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein here. Thunder and lightning can be alarming, but what's even scarier, the storm damage to your home. Aloha Construction is the local expert for repairing your damaged roof, siding, gutters, and windows with over 20,000 completed projects in the Chicagoland area. And they're the recipient of the Better Business Bureau Torch Award for Business Ethics. Aloha Construction is practicing a contact-free process from start to finish. So visit AlohaBuilds.com today. Aloha Construction. We rain when it storms.
It's the JCPenney Friends and Family Sale, and everyone is invited. Hurry and save up to 50% on select styles from brands you love to live in, like St. John's Bay, A&A, and Liz Claiborne. Plus, take an extra 30% off with coupon. Easy savings for anyone and everyone. And if you're on the go, enjoy contact-free curbside pickup without leaving your car. Spread the love. Share the savings. JCPenney. Offers end Sunday, 10-4. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
It's like an intruder that sneaks into your bedroom while you're sleeping, puts his hands around your neck, and chokes you until you fight to take your next breath, and then lets up, only to do it over and over, sometimes more than 100 times every hour, every night. This is sleep apnea assaulting you. And if your partner told you again how bad your snoring was last night, know that snoring is sleep apnea's calling card, and this serious sleep disorder can end your life. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula with Advent, and you have the power to stop these nightly assaults. Unlike most sleep centers, where a CPAP mask is your only option, Advent offers every effective snoring and sleep apnea treatment available. Some that are simple in-office procedures that will surprise you with their ease and relieve you with their effectiveness. Go to AdventKnows.com to schedule your appointment, because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's cars with a K.
At Great Clips, we want you to feel good about getting a great haircut. That's why we created the Great Care Promise, our commitment to keeping everyone as safe as possible in the salon. From contactless online check-in and social distancing to rigorous sanitization and mask requirements at all Great Clips locations, we're doing more to keep our salons clean and comfortable. Check in online and get a Ready Next text when you're next. Great Clips. It's gonna be great. All salons are independently owned and operated. Contact your local salon for specific safety measures.
The first day of owning a new car is amazing. Fast forward to day 90, and if you own a Hyundai Tucson, it's still just as amazing, which is why J.D. Power ranked it number one in initial quality amongst all 2020 compact SUVs. The Hyundai Tucson, a great deal more than just a great deal.
Lease the Tucson for $189 a month for 36 months with $26.99 due at signing, or get 0% APR for 72 months. See your local Hyundai dealer today. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards. Offer ends November 2nd, 2020. Call 224-661-0068 for details.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard to make someone's every day. Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Firefighters, paramedics, police officers, they take care of us, and at AAMCO, we're proud to take care of them. For over 60 years, we've repaired and maintained the most critical public service vehicles. As an essential business, we work on every kind of car repair with flexible financing and extra safety precautions. Essential, reliable, trusted. That's the men and women who are there for us, and it's our honor to be there for them. AAMCO. Check out our flexible financing. Limited time offer. Financing is subject to third-party approval. Restrictions, limitations, and exclusions may apply. See your participating AAMCO center for details.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and sign up using code HILLS. Pick any team during week four, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. For a limited time, only with DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Illinois only. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
You're listening to The Dan Bernstein Show. Back in 60 seconds on The Score.
What do you want a da-da-da?
What do you want a da-da-da?
I've not a da with a da-da-da.
We could switch to Progressa da-da.
Oh, yeah?
We could switch to Progressa and sa.
Mm-call.
We could sa and have to buy some za.
Oh, yeah. Let's switch to Progressa to da and get some za with the money we saw.
Yeah.
Now we know we're gonna da-da-da.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. It might just be the most normal thing you da-da-da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The football season is here, and you can track the latest news, odds, and information at BetOnline.net. And while stadiums won't be full, game action will be loaded. Which players will step up to lead their team? Is there still a home field advantage? Will offense or defense dominate these early weeks of the season? Follow along at BetOnline.net as the top teams in football begin their journey to Tampa. Available online or your mobile device. Check out the site today. Bring the game home at BetOnline.net.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Happ hits a high drive deep to left. Dickerson at the wall. It's gone! A go-ahead home run for Ian Happ on a 1-2 pitch, and the Cubs have the lead.
Sometimes timing is everything. And here at Wrigley Field, Ian Happ hits this ball to left. The wind's been blowing out anywhere from 20 miles an hour to sometimes harder with the gusts. When that ball was hit, the flags were still, and there was no wind blowing, and it ends up in the bleachers and left. Cubs up 1-0.
Yeah, we just come back tomorrow, and same thing, same plan. Team at bats, and, you know, try to put together some good ones. But that's there's a lot put on one game in a situation like this, but We haven't let one game dictate our season the entire year. We've never let that happen in this organization since I've been here. There's a lot of confidence in the clubhouse, and I think that'll continue.
Remember those times? Those were fun times when the Cubs were winning 1-0 on the Ian Happ home run. That was the call on the score. Len Casper and Ron Coomer in for that one. And then Ian Happ talking about what that approach needs to be for Game 2. We've seen the larger body of work for these Cubs post-World Series championship playoff offensive performances, and they haven't been good. I hope they can be something other than that today. Also, if you're just joining us, Dane Dunning is going to get the ball. He's going to start for the White Sox. Despite just 7 Major League appearances, he is there in a win-or-go-home game, the first postseason game of its kind in that regard in the history of the Chicago White Sox, not including, of course, the game 163 blackout game with the Ken Griffey throw and the famous Jim Thome center field home run. So here for you, depending if you're just want to let off some steam or you got some nervous energy instead of pacing around or staring at the clock or trying to get some work done, if you just want to talk about your team, 312-644-6767. That's what we do. John from Highland, Indiana, you're on the score. Good morning.
Hi, Dan. Love your show.
Thanks,
John. I'm glad you brought up the post-World Series, because during that run, that team, you just had a feeling about that team that they were going to pull it out. I had a feeling about that team in Game 4 of the NLDS against the Giants when they came back and they scored 4 runs. Now, a typical Cubs team is going to score 3 runs and tie the game and lose the next year. But they managed to score 4 runs, and you were thinking, man, this team can do something. And they win the World Series, and you're starting to think about multiple titles. And they just fell off a cliff. Now, they did defend the title well in 2017. But the offense has fallen off the cliff, and it's a lot of the same players. Like, what happened to Albert Almora? What happened? Does he not play baseball anymore? And after yesterday, I was just disgusted. I mean, you got Kyle Hendricks out there, and it was just, what happened? They couldn't score any runs.
That's what happened, and they've tried everything, John. This is a different manager. It's yet another new hitting coach. They add multiple levels of coaches, and ultimately it's on these guys. It's on these guys to be better, and I think David Ross said it when he said they've got to hit good fastballs. We appreciate the call, John. I don't know if I can make you feel any better, but they have to hit good fastballs, and they're going to see good fastballs. They're going to see 98 today. But it's one thing where you compare it to what the White Sox do. They don't generally mind some of those hard fastballs, and they can sit on them and hit them, where the Cubs have not been able to deliver against some of those pitches. And they're going to have to do that today. Deerfield, our next stop, and it's Ricky on the score.
Hey, Dan, I don't like the Cubs' chances of catching up with any fastballs because they haven't done it all year. A good major league hitter, You could shoot it out of a cannon, Jack Brickhouse used to say, but if it doesn't move, they're going to catch up to it. This team, I mean, all year long, they generate no offense, so I don't know why we would think they're going to do it today. We're expecting Darvish to look like Darvish, and his pitch count, I'll bet you, will be at 50 pitches after the second inning. I bet we don't get 5 out of him, and that's really frustrating.
Why do you think that? Why do you think he's going to be something other than what he is this year?
Because it's just the way it's going. You know, we should see the writing on the wall. Just like the White Sox have lit up left-handers all year long, right? And I'm a little worried about that, too. You know, that loss yesterday, that ground ball to the second baseman, you got to make that play. I don't want to hear it's a rookie mistake. If you're in the major leagues, you've been playing baseball for at least, unless they drafted you right out of high school, you're playing organized ball for 7 years. You got to know to get in front of a ground ball, especially at second base. So to call that a rookie mistake is a lot of crap. So it's a gray day today. I think it's going to get darker by the end of today. I see them both losing. I hope I'm wrong. I hope they both win, but can just see the writings on the wall.
a ray of sunshine from Ricky in Deerfield. I would say that I hope you're wrong as well. That is quite something. Ray, I guess we have some breaking news
Apparently, Dan, the Cubs game today has been postponed. So we'll get more information on that shortly. But we just got the word.
It has been canceled?
That's correct.
I have it now. I just saw this, too. It says Cubs game has been canceled today. All I'm being told is time for tomorrow will follow shortly. Well, that's an odd twist. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. I wish I had more information. I wonder if this is COVID-related?
Yeah, we have no idea at the moment, but we will let you know as soon as we get more information.
Whoa. Okay. I just saw that, and we're getting this internally. I'm not seeing anything on Twitter.
As all of our producers here in the control room are kind of talking about this and figuring it out, the odd thing is, Dan, as you know, everybody spoke to the media. That's not that leads me to think maybe it's weather-related, but that's just speculation right now.
Yeah, but we would have heard that because generally in the mornings, we always get the updates about some of those possibilities because of the radio aspects and what we have to do to prepare for a delay. Okay, well, I hope that's the case. I hope that it's a cancellation with some sort of change in a weather forecast. But at the moment, we're just guessing on that. And as we get more information, we will make the information available to you. Apparently, I am being told now weather-related.
There's a 50% chance of showers between noon and 2, and then it looks like rain all the way through to the night, Dan.
Okay, so we are being told it is a weather-related decision, but a relatively late decision. The Cubs game has been canceled and will be rescheduled for tomorrow. So there will be a tomorrow. We can definitely say that the Cubs season gets a reprieve if you were Ricky from Deerfield and will live another day. So that's the headline, a weather-related delay. The Cubs and the Miami Marlins have been rescheduled for tomorrow. We'll have that information for you coming up. We'll also talk to Sahadev Sharma coming up next on The Score.
Today, it's win or go home for both the Cubs and Sox. The Cubs down one and on the brink of elimination. The Sox tied at one win apiece today in a series deciding Game 3. Listen in as the Score guys cover the playoff excitement from both sides of town. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
This segment is brought to you by Amazon.
Player.
If you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local mortgage professionals. Today, meet Gina, global hotel chain executive whose kitchen was outdated when she moved into her home 20 years ago. Called to do a cash-out refinance to renovate her kitchen and build an emergency fund. Team Hochberg helped Gina secure a cash-out refinance to access $70,000 of her home's equity and gave her a full closing cost credit. Thankfully, Gina's job is safe for now, and she's in the process of redesigning and renovating her kitchen while putting $20,000 into an emergency fund. If you'd like to see if Team Hochberg could restructure your mortgage to help you gain access to your home's equity to remodel and build an emergency fund like they helped Gina, or lower your monthly payments to ease the economic challenges caused by coronavirus, call 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call. 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061.
This isn't a grilled cheese I'm making. It's a melty masterpiece that deserves a kitchen worthy of greatness.
Looks like my porch is full of packages again. It also looks like my compulsive buying needs to change to compulsive saving.
As I sit here on this couch, I decided to make some changes, starting with this couch.
I'd love to be looking out my window at a beautiful backyard instead of a brick wall. Time for a new house.
Whatever your passion, U.S. Bank can help turn it into your next pursuit. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
It's the JCPenney Friends and Family Sale, and everyone is invited. Hurry and save up to 50% on select styles from brands you love to live in, like St. John's Bay, A&A, and Liz Claiborne. Plus, take an extra 30% off with coupon. Easy savings for anyone and everyone. And if you're on the go, enjoy contact-free curbside pickup without leaving your car. Spread the love. Share the savings. JCPenney. Offers end Sunday, 10/4. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
It's like an intruder that sneaks into your bedroom while you're sleeping, puts his hands around your neck, and chokes you until you fight to take your next breath. and then lets up, only to do it over and over. Sometimes more than 100 times every hour, every night. This is sleep apnea assaulting you. And if your partner told you again how bad your snoring was last night, know that snoring is sleep apnea's calling card, and this serious sleep disorder can end your life. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula with Advent, and you have the power to stop these nightly assaults. Unlike most sleep centers, where a CPAP mask is your only option, Advent offers every effective snoring and sleep apnea treatment available. Some that are simple in-office procedures that will surprise you with their ease and relieve you with their effectiveness. Go to AdventKnows.com to schedule your appointment, because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Breathe well with simple solutions. AdventKnows.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Donate online at carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K.
Pickup is quick and easy. You'll get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
The Athletics Cubs beat man Sahadev Sharma joins us in 60 seconds on the score.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard to make someone's every day. Ready for benefits and flexible shifts. Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
What defines a hero? Dedication, loyalty, courage. Every day at AAMCO, we serve heroes. For over 60 years, we've repaired and maintained the most critical public service vehicles. From complex transmissions to simple brake jobs with flexible financing and the extra safety precautions we need. The heroes we serve don't all wear uniforms. They're people like you. At AAMCO, we're proud to serve all of you. AAMCO. Check out our flexible financing. Limited time offer. Financing is subject to third-party approval. Restrictions, limitations, and exclusions may apply. See your participating AAMCO center for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we got to come in tomorrow and find out a way to win. That's it. It doesn't matter how. If it's 1-0, if we score a bunch of runs, we just have to win and continue to grind. We got to really grind tomorrow. I know they have a rookie pitcher on the mound that has had a lot of success, and we got to come and make him work.
That's Anthony Rizzo talking about what was going to be today's matchup. That's apparently tomorrow's matchup. That, I guess, the weather forecast the Cubs are seeing is different from the one that my weather app on my phone has with the National Weather Service radar that just shows some sprinkles for about an hour or so. But I guess theirs is more sophisticated than mine, and it would not surprise me, but the game has been canceled, and we'll get a game time tomorrow whenever we can. Sahadev Sharma joins us now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. He's on Twitter at Sahadev Sharma. He covers the Cubs for The Athletic. Well, Sahadev, this is weird.
Yeah, we still haven't gotten word. At least I haven't seen it. I just, obviously, I'm on the phone with you guys now, so... I was a little surprised. I saw a similar forecast to you, but it seemed like it was going to be raining throughout the day, but didn't seem hard. Obviously they've made this decision. I guess they're playing tomorrow. Then I'm curious as to what time and everything and how, what this changes, but I don't think it would change too much as far as the game goes.
Yeah, I wonder what it does bullpen wise. Does it mean that in an emergency situation, Kyle Hendricks could be called upon? I wonder if there are little things around the edges that it could affect.
Yeah, I guess that's possible. But he's you'd expect Darvish to Ross to really ride Darvish in this situation either way, right? So and his best bullpen arms will be rested in a sense. I think kind of what you saw yesterday was. A hesitation to go to that bullpen too, because he doesn't have as many arms as he thought he may have throughout the course of the season, right? We really saw that bullpen come together, but right now, outside of Craig Kimbrell, who's really locked in among that group? So I can kind of understand even that questionable decision yesterday of leaving Hendricks in. I kind of see where he's going, especially with the explanation that we just gave.
The offense has been bad in the postseason since they won the World Series. And you broke down all the numbers as to trying to explain why. And despite as thorough a job as you did, it still remains unsatisfying. To me, there's still something in that where stating of the fact of the seeing fewer pitches or maybe just not being able to hit some of these harder fastballs in, you know, optimized leverage situations, whatever it is, I still can't explain the why behind some of the numbers, behind otherwise great players for this large a sample now, for eight full games, just not being themselves. And it's a really unsatisfying feeling as a sports fan.
Yeah, well, in particular, this year it hasn't been a good offense, right? It's mm-hmm. not just this one game. It's not just September. It's been they had a good week to start the season, and the offense has been bad, not suspect or average. It's been a bad offense since then. I believe by weighted runs created plus, it's 27th in baseball since August 2nd. So, like I said, a great first week. They were first in baseball by that metric. And they've done little to nothing since. They've been a bad offensive team. Why is it happening? It's really here's my basic explanation. A very simple way to put it is they have talent on this team. When you put it all together, it's not an effective offense because they're too similar in a sense. Yeah, you have a few guys who aren't as similar. I think Rizzo kind of stands out as a different type of bat. But really, you have a lot of high strikeout guys, guys that are susceptible to breaking balls away and the fastball up. We've been talking about this for years. This isn't something that popped up this year. What's new about this year is all the stars slumping in an extreme fashion all at once. I think that's what really stands out this year. But this is a lineup that's too homogenous and needs to be diversified in some way, and Theo Epstein's talked about it for a while now. It's a little harder to execute when you don't have financial flexibility and all your trade assets are just not nearly what they once were in terms of value.
And that's why Len Casper earlier in the show speculated that it almost as if the underperformance and the circumstances beyond their control may have bought this core another year, or at least going into another year, whatever next season looks like, because like you say, we've had sort of a stagnation of the baseball business that hasn't allowed them to do what they otherwise might do.
Yeah, I 100% agree there. I don't know how they trade anyone from this core and expect to get value right now. Not only are they all coming off really bad 60-game stretches in this odd season, but they're also pretty expensive. And we're talking about an offseason where a lot of teams are going to be using money as an excuse right now, right? They're tight on finances. We are not adding a big contract. We're not signing big-money players. You're going to hear that a lot or see it. Maybe you won't hear it directly, but you will see that this offseason where the few teams that do, kind of like the Padres kind of capitalized this trade deadline, I'm sure there will be a couple organizations that do that. I'd be shocked if the Cubs are one of them, just because, you know, they've been pretty clear about their financial situation over the past couple offseasons, and I don't see them all of a sudden being big spenders, even if money is coming off the books.
I was all set to ask you about what you thought about the lineup today, and now I guess it doesn't matter with Bryant dropping down and just seeing how they sort of arranged everything, because this is really weird. Although I guess when you're not inconveniencing fans, when fans aren't a part of it at all, and the players have said that because of COVID protocols, they didn't want to spend too much time in closed areas together. Maybe this is just it's the proper thing to do to err on that side, so you don't have guys waiting and waiting and waiting through multiple delays.
Yeah, that's definitely what I think you nailed it as to why it's being postponed. If they're seeing a potential delay of a couple hours, they don't want them sitting around waiting for that, even if they could play at, you know, 6 p.m. tonight. I'm just throwing out a number. I have no clue what the forecast says beyond, you know, the next few hours. And just, you know, you want to know my answer for the offense? It doesn't matter what the lineup is. I just don't trust this offense right now. Like, we just went through everything with it. I like a lot of the players in this group. I think there are a lot of talented players. I think we're at a point right now where they may be pressing, and things can change in a second. I understand that. One swing of the bat, one random little bloop that falls in, and everybody's, you know, the pressure falls off for everyone. I just can't bank on that. I can't suggest that that's going to happen. We've been fooled too often with this team and trusting that talent will win out and they'll show up. It hasn't happened for a few years now. It's frustrating to watch. Sometimes it's difficult to accept. But I think the reality is I went into this postseason after this last stretch, especially of September, of just saying if they wake up, if the offense turns the corner, then good on them. But I'm not going to predict that. I can't do it. I can't do it anymore. It's just too difficult to suggest that it's going to happen.
And you've spent too much time looking at the actual data. I mean, a lot of it is you can't emerge from sort of the dispassionate approach that you take in just looking at what the actual facts are. It makes it very difficult to have optimism that is simply that, for its own sake, that it's unfounded optimism. And I like that, because it would be very easy for somebody in your position to say, yeah, well, they're due, or, you know, we know they're better than this, and so far this isn't a representative sample. And the fact is, it just kind of is. You know, a lot of this is really right in front of us right now.
Yeah, I mean, 60-game sample, whatever, throw it out the window if you want to, but it's more than that, right? We've seen this a lot. We know what their flaws are. We know what they can do when they're going right, but it's just been difficult to watch at times. I think when you want to take something like this past weekend and really cling to it, I think that's when you're really grasping at straws. I like that Chris Bryant hit two home runs, but what else did I see from him as far as hitting the ball hard and making good contact? I didn't see it, right? Where are the line drives from everyone all over the field? You want to talk about bad luck? It didn't happen yesterday. There wasn't bad luck. They missed fastballs repeatedly or under them or on the ground. All their hard-hit balls outside of Ian Happ's home run were easy outs in a sense, right? They may have been hard-hit, but they were on the ground or they were pop-ups in terms of exit velocity, right? They may have made good contact, but it wasn't the type of contact that wins you baseball games and puts runs on the board. So it's just the same thing over and over right now. And I know I know it's frustrating. It's frustrating to them. It's got to be infuriating for fans. And I'm sure some of them are just like, this is the same thing over and over again. Why are we even talking about the potential for them to break out of it?
I wonder why Ian Happ is seemingly immune after all this. Whatever he learned or whatever he came through during his restructuring of his offensive game, do you think there's a lesson to be learned in there about what's in his head or what's in his swing that maybe we can find whatever antibodies he's got and spread them?
Well, even his last few weeks outside, I mean, yeah, obviously yesterday was a good day for him, but even his last few weeks were some of the worst offensive results he's had. And it's just, I think that's the most confounding part of it, is everyone slumping at once. It's not that this offense is flawed, which, you know, we know. It's that it all happened at once again. And it's just sometimes mind boggling, but, I think Ian Happ has figured out a lot of things. I think he's also the type of player that will go in slumps like he did, maybe not to that extreme like it just was, but he is going to kind of fall out of that rhythm like a lot of players do, especially when you're a switch hitter. The feel of the swing can go from one side, and if that happens, it can be a bit of a slog for a bit.
We just got the official start time. It will be 1 p.m. tomorrow. So they've just moved everything for 24 hours. The postponement is now official. 1 p.m. tomorrow. It says game 3, if necessary, TBA. So they're going to leave us hanging if, in fact, the Cubs are able to do this. And now it sort of resets everything. And guys go home, and Yu Darvish will go through another day of whatever he does to get him in the proper mental spot and go through all the warm-ups and everything else. It's just weird because everybody talked today, and we had this wonderful and kind of emotional John Lester press conference. And that was,
wonderful. Nice. I really loved that. That was, you know, I heard you talking about that, and you're right. Players don't do that. But I will say this, John Lester has done that before. With us as a group,
as reporters. I distinctly remember after the World Series, I went to Ross and Lester as they were talking, and they were great for me at letting me do my job. And I said, hey, thanks for always being available and always being honest. You let me do my job and do it well. You know, whether I was critical or not, you answered my questions and you let me do my job. And they said, thank you for being fair enough. You know, thanks for if you had something negative to say about it, you weren't grasping at straws or making things up. And if we were playing well, you were honest about it. So I appreciate that. You don't hear that very often, but I mean, I'm not surprised to hear it from John Lester. To be honest, I think you mentioned it. He comes across as this gruff guy. That's not him. Don't buy it. He's a really nice person who will bark at you at first and say, I don't have time. I got 2 minutes. And then talk your ear off because he loves talking about baseball and he loves this sport and he really has a lot of knowledge on it and he loves the history. That's something that I was a little surprised by. If you want to talk to him about superstars in the game or David Ortiz or guys like that have been around forever, and he'll go on and on and tell you all his thoughts on it.
He's a baseball fan, and there are a lot of people in sports who are great at a sport, but they're not a fan. Either they played something else growing up, or it's just really not their thing. They just happen to be really good with a certain set of skills, but it doesn't mean they're like we were. It doesn't mean they were buying the Bill James books or buying baseball cards or playing all the video games. And it's always cool when you have somebody like Kevin Garnett or LeBron James or John Lester, someone who really is also a big fan of the sport they happen to play for a living.
No doubt. And one thing I want to add real quickly is you talked about Yu Darvish going tomorrow and his regimen of whatever he needs to go through. This is actually probably good for the Cubs and Darvish. The reason Darvish didn't start game one is because they like to give him a little extra rest. He works better with that little extra rest. I mean, if you're talking about one of the best pitchers in baseball, maybe having a little bit more of an advantage now because of one more day, I think that works. I think that's great. I think he can adjust quickly, and I think this could be in the Cubs' favor as far as pitching. But I guess we were never worried about pitching in Yu Darvish. If that was our concern, if that was a Cubs fan's concern coming into today, then I guess they haven't been paying much attention, right?
Then we will hang our hat on that last bit of optimism, because based on the tenor of the conversation and frankly based on a lot of the information that we know about the offense, some of the optimism is hard to come by. But Sahadev Sharma, thanks as always. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for having me. Take care.
That is Sahadev Sharma of The Athletic. And I do think texters and Twitterers and Twitchers are pointing out very correctly that because of the apparent mismanagement of the rain delay situation with Cleveland and the Yankees last night, that it could be that baseball's trying to err on the side of caution, that they don't want the same kind of thing to develop there and have guys in a room together unnecessarily and on hanging around the ballpark when that's not really good for anybody right now. So that means Lawrence Holmes is going to be coming up next. I was going to be sending it to Cubs pregame, but it's going to be Lawrence, and that means you're going to have your full Danny Parkins afternoon show with everything he would regularly do on a Thursday. Imagine that means Charch, and that means Wani, and that means our regular score day. And then we'll have an irregular day tomorrow. We thank all of our guests. We thank Len Casper. We thank Kevin Fishbane for joining us. And we're going to do Transition with Lawrence Holmes coming up next on The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Or Bear Great Lance Briggs on the switch at quarterback.
Now you plug in Foles and you get to open that playbook up to all the plays and all the options, you know, and that makes a offensive coordinator very happy.
Lawrence Holmes noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and sign up using code PILLS. Pick any team during week 4, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. For a limited time, only with DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony. but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the JCPenney Friends and Family Sale, and everyone is invited. Hurry and save up to 50% on select styles from brands you love to live in, like St. John's Bay, A&A, and Liz Claiborne. Plus, take an extra 30% off with coupon. Easy savings for anyone and everyone. And if you're on the go, enjoy contact-free curbside pickup without leaving your car. Spread the love. Share the savings. JCPenney.